You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
Hour number three underway here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Chatting it up, Super Bowl style, with the fantasy executive Corey Parson, Scott Angle, Tony Zincata here. We're going where our fantasy best friends forever is next. Yesterday, spent a lot of time talking New England Patriots trivia. So today, we turn our attention to the NFC champion, the Atlanta Falcons.
What's deal?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Doing good, buddy.
How you doing, Scotty?
Aight.
What's the deal, Tony? Tony?
Tony's doing well, I think.
All right, very good. All right, so let's get...
I'm good.
I'm alive. Why wouldn't I feel
let's
good?
Let's get ready to get started. Super Bowl 51 coming up this upcoming Sunday. Looking forward to it myself. The last meaningful football game of the season. Well, the last really football game of the season. I think the NFL is a 24-7 sport, but that's neither here nor there. Yesterday, we went into some New England Patriot trivia. Today, we have some Atlanta Falcon trivia. Not to mention, we'll also talk... some regular Super Bowl trivia, some facts and stuff like that. Throw it out to you gentlemen, see if you know. I know one of them you know the answer to off the top, Greg, because we discussed it last week. But I want to start off right here, gentlemen. Can you name the city that will host the 2018 Super Bowl?
Is Tony okay? You're not okay? What's wrong, man?
No, I'm all right.
All right, cool. Is it Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Very good, Greg. Minneapolis, Minnesota will host the 2018 Super Bowl. Scotty, who hosts the 2019 Super Bowl?
2019? Who else is getting it? Atlanta?
Very good. The Atlanta Falcons will host the Super Bowl in 2019. Mm-hmm. In 2020, the Super Bowl is in Florida.
Right.
You know where in Florida?
Yeah, in Florida they are... probably
Hard Rock Stadium.
That's right. Super Bowl goes back to Miami in 2020.
It's called Hard Rock now? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah. I don't know if Tony's ever been down there, but if you go down to Fort Lauderdale, like, you know, that whole Hard Rock complex, you know, with all the clubs and the bars and everything is pretty cool.
That's where that girl died. One that had the kid, married to the old guy. Oh, she was always on drugs. She had a reality show.
Oh, I know you. Anna Nicole Smith?
Oh. Yeah, that's where she died.
Mm. Yeah.
The casino.
2021, Greg.
L.A.
Very good. 2021, L.A.
We know our Super Bowl locations.
Yes, you do. So Minneapolis.
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 Yeah, a couple letters there.
I can't believe that going back to Minneapolis, that's a disaster every time they have it there because it gets so cold and people like complain about going to the Super Bowl.
They do.
You know what, though? Brand new stadium. I've been to Minneapolis, though, and they do a nice job of like, it's cold out there, but. Like, they connect a lot of things downtown with, like, indoor walkways and stuff like that. So, I think they'll be prepared.
So, what's the last time Super Bowl was in Minneapolis?
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
Don't have the extra
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Huh?
Last time the Super Bowl.
Years ago.
What teams?
Which team?
Was it in the Metrodome?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. The stadium.
No, it was outside, Scott.
The stadium is open. So it has to be Metrodome.
Yeah.
Oh, what teams? Let's say the Dallas Cowboys.
It was not the Dallas Cowboys.
All right.
Close.
San Francisco 49ers.
Not the 49ers.
Giants. Redskins.
It was Washington.
There you go.
Versus Buffalo.
Buffalo, yeah.
There you go.
That was right there.
I know who won.
It wasn't Buffalo.
All right, there we go. Atlanta Falcons. Who has the most sacks of the quarterback in Atlanta Falcon history?
Most sacks of the quarterback in Atlanta Falcons history. I feel like I should know this.
That is tough.
Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons.
Remember
the days of the Grits Blitz?
It's not our co-worker.
That's
not Chris Dolman.
No, it is not. It is not. You're correct on that one. It was not Chris Dolman. Chris Dolman did play for the Falcons now, Scotty. If I'm not mistaken, Chris Dolman makes his home.
In Atlanta,
if I'm not mistaken.
He does.
I can tell you right now, Chris Dolman, because I saw this last night, Chris Dolman had 16 sacks. As a member of the Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
All right, way to go, Chris.
Good for him. Ambassador Chris Dolman.
It wasn't Steve Bartkowski.
Another great Atlanta Falcon defensive player throughout the years is Jonathan Babineau. He had 27 sacks of the quarterback, Jonathan Babineau.
All right, I'm going to throw a guess out there, although I may be wrong on this.
Take it.
John Abraham.
Excellent job, Scotty. John Abraham
is the Atlanta Falcons'
all-time sack leader with 68.5 sacks.
That's not bad. I mean, he only played for the Falcons for, you know, what, 4 years, five years?
I always look at him as a Jet.
Jet.
John Abraham leads the Atlanta Falcons in sacks with 68. Chuck Smith has 58. Patrick Kearney has 50.
Patrick Kearney.
Also has 58. Yeah. Travis Hall is 4'41". And fifth is Brady Smith with 32.
Patrick Kearney was very good when he was there.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Remember those days, Scotty?
Yes.
I just pulled up a poll question. All right. In the 2008 NFL draft, the Atlanta Falcons drafted two players who were rostered in fantasy leagues this season.
Who were rostered in fantasy leagues this season.
Matt Ryan?
Matt Ryan is one. That is correct.
Yeah, Matt Ryan's one of them. And the other one. Now, is he still on the Atlanta Falcons, this player?
This player is no longer an Atlanta Falcon.
Okay. There you go.
Atlanta Falcon days have passed him.
Atlanta Falcon days have
passed
him.
So a former Falcon.
Harry Douglas probably isn't right?
Harry Douglas is the correct answer.
Nice.
Third round pick in 2008, the Atlanta Falcons selected wide receiver Harry Douglas out of...
He's good.
By the way, on the subject of the Falcons, I heard Deion Sanders say the biggest line of bullshit the other night.
What did he say, Scott?
He was interviewing Matt Ryan. He goes, you know, man, I'm a Falcon at heart.
Oh, come on, Deion. Don't do that.
What's wrong with that?
What a load of shit.
No, Scotty.
What do you mean?
There is a correlation.
First opportunity he got to get out of there.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Play for a team he thought would win the Super Bowl.
I'm the last person to give Deion.
But he left his heart in Atlanta.
No.
You got
his heart is his wallet.
Let me tell you, when he got to the Georgia Dome who was just opening up, right? Mm-hmm. So they kind of said the Georgia Dome was the house that Deion built.
Yeah.
Prime time.
Yeah.
You had MC Hammer on the sidelines and all of that stuff. Yeah. Had the legendary fight with Andre Rison right there in the Georgia Dome. Florida State and Atlanta Falcons have a Georgia Dome connection. Mm-hmm. I mean, Florida State and Atlanta Falcons have a connection. So maybe he turned his back
on all of that. He turned his back on all of it.
Well, he had to go play for the 49ers.
Michael Vick, his heart is as a Falcon.
I agree with that.
Not Deion Sanders.
I think, but you don't think we're giving him too much of a hard time?
No.
Michael Vick isn't even in love with himself. I mean, he had that Ron Mexico identity.
Ron Mexico.
Remember that?
that was a tough one right there.
Ron Mexico.
All right. This one has an easy part to it.
That would have been a good trivia question about Falcons. Who is Ron Mexico?
And it has a more difficult part to it. I think the easy one, everybody to jump and get
one
right off the top. We're going to go back to the NFL draft. We're going to talk about the 2001 NFL draft.
2001?
Yep, the 2001 NFL draft. The Atlanta Falcons in 2001 selected two players who were out of the ACC in their first two rounds.
Michael Vick
out of...
Virginia Tech,
that
Terrence
is correct.
Terrence
Mathis is not the other player.
So that's the easy part. This is the harder part.
The second player, the guy they drafted in the second round is also an ACC guy.
Right. Makes it more difficult. 2001, you said,
2001 was the year of the draft that it took place.
Jesse Tuggle?
It is not what? Jesse Tuggle. Jesse Tuggle, I believe, was drafted in 2003. Jesse Tuggle, one of the great Atlanta Falcons linebackers. And I'm looking for Tuggle right now. Did they even draft Tuggle? Then don't see Tuggle. So the Atlanta Falcons in 2001, they had...
Tony Gonzalez.
It was not Tony Gonzalez.
He was drafted by KC.
I believe Tony Gonzalez was drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Played most of his career there.
Algie Crumpler is the correct answer.
There you go.
Algie Crumpler was the second round draft pick of the Atlanta Falcons and 2001. Aldrich Crumpler had a pretty decent career with the Falcons.
Where did he go to college?
He went to the University of North Carolina.
He's really? UNC?
His brother played for the Seahawks.
Oh, he, really? I didn't know he had a brother.
Carlester Crumpler.
Carlester Crumpler.
Yep.
Carlester Crumpler.
Carlester Crumpler. Sound like a good old boy.
Carlester Crumpler.
All right, next in the bull ride, we got Chase Outlaw and Carlester Crumpler.
Carlester Crumpler.
Four-time Pro Bowl. Algernon Darius Crumpler from Wilmington, North Carolina. 6'2".
That's crazy.
262 pounds. Aldry Crumpler was never the slimmest of gentlemen.
And an annual fantasy disappointment.
He made four Pro Bowls. That's not true.
Oh, anybody can make the Pro Bowl.
That's not true. He was not an annual fantasy disappointment.
You think so, Scotty? Yeah,
people are always disappointed by what he put up.
I don't agree with that.
In 2004, he had 48 receptions, 774 yards, and 6 touchdowns. In 2005,
people were projecting more than that.
In 2005, he had 65 receptions, 877 yards, and 5 touchdowns.
This is before the crazy tight end was a thing, right?
Yeah. People were always talking about him producing more.
I don't think they were.
They were.
What did you want from the guy?
He could say that, but you know, he never met expectations.
What did you expect?
I'm saying people were annually disappointed by Aldry Crumpler's production.
I don't think that's
true. Who are these people?
It is true.
Who? Give me a
people played fantasy football.
I played fantasy football. I'm telling you I wasn't.
I always heard grumbling about Aldry Crumpler all the time. People I played with, fantasy analysts, stuff like that.
Scott, look at this 06
I'm sorry
season.
I don't have the exact document here to print out.
Because I don't agree, because I'm giving you examples of someone that was not.
Listen to this 06 season, Scotty. 56 receptions, 780 yards. He had 100. Wow, he had 103 targets and only caught 56 passes. That's not good. But he scored 8 touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? Come on, get it. Come on, Scott. He would have been a tight end one this year.
I always heard people bitching about Aldry Crumpler all the time.
But, like, the tight end position changed so much. That's good numbers from Aldry Crumpler.
I hear people bitching about Donald Trump all the time. He's our president. What's the difference?
How long do people bitch about Travis Kelce, right?
Travis Kelce had a nice year. Very nice.
Until this year, people bitched about
him. Yeah. I think they bitched about him. About Andy Reid, though, probably, right?
Yeah,
a little bit of both. A little bit of both. There's been more Andy Reid.
I think bitch fest is used to come about CJ Spiller.
I love CJ Spiller.
Yeah.
All right, let's stick with the NFL draft. In 2004, the Atlanta Falcons selected a defensive back from the ACC with their first round pick.
Ask the question again, I apologize.
And the 2004 NFL draft, with their first round pick, the Atlanta Falcons selected a player out of the Atlantic Coast Conference.
They love the ACC.
Yes, the Atlanta Falcons look like they get a lot of their players out of the ACC.
They probably selected Roddy White.
A defensive back.
Yeah. Roddy White was not converted.
You set yourself up for that
Buchanan?
Greg. It was not Philip Buchanan. I will give you guys
Philip Buchanan drafted by the Raiders?
I believe that is correct, Scotty. I will give you guys another hit. This player has gone on in his NFL career to be selected to the Pro Bowl 3 times.
D'Angelo Hall.
Very good, D'Angelo Hall. Greg Sussman is knocking
it down.
That's
one of Corey's favorites.
Yeah, D'Angelo Hall.
You love D'Angelo Hall.
D'Angelo Hall. D'Angelo Eugene Hall, Virginia Tech University, from Chesapeake, Virginia, same area as David Wright and Michael Vick
and Justin Upton.
It's a ton of athletes.
Jake
Upton
Sealy.
Brothers. Jake Sealy, very good. Not an athlete. Somebody that you can put in the mix. Started his career with the Atlanta Falcons from 04 to 07. Then he went on to the Oakland Raiders for 1 year in 2008. And then he went to Washington, obviously. He's been in Washington from 2008 until present. I always get him mixed up with Fred Smoot. Fred Smoot was on the Love Boat in Minnesota, though.
Certainly was.
I remember Fred Smoot.
Yep.
Were you on the Love Boat? This guy love on the love boat.
Did you get on a love boat with him in Lake Minnetonka?
Man, like Lake Minnetonka.
You know what's crazy? Like, you hear these stories, right, about like the love boat or like Odell going to Miami. Like, yeah. This happens all the freaking time.
All the time.
We don't hear about nothing.
We just don't hear about it.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of which, did you hear Victor Cruz comment yesterday?
My bad.
Yeah, Victor Cruz apologized.
My bad.
Said it probably wasn't the best idea to go down to Miami.
Well, it took him a month to figure it out.
Yep.
Well, it took him just losing the playoffs.
But this
and getting
was Victor Cruz. Knew about this.
Some people never
learn. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. There are two coaches tied for the most playoff wins in Atlanta Falcon history.
Dan Reeves.
Dan Reeves is one of them. Who is he tied with?
Mike Smith.
Mike Smith.
It is not Mike Smith.
Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn. Correct.
Jerry.
Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn and Dan Reeves are
tied.
Do
you realize that the Patriots have as many Super Bowl appearances as the Falcons have playoff victories?
That's crazy.
As a franchise.
What happened with Atlanta? Seems like they should be better than this, right? They've always had decent players.
Remember when Michael Vick went to Green Bay in the wild card round and like beat them at Lambeau?
Did they always run up against tougher competition?
They were just always the team that would let you down, right? Trusted them.
Yeah, you always felt like they were that team you can go into.
How often did they actually make the playoffs, too, you know?
All right.
Let's break and we'll do some more on the other side. How's that?
All right. Next time we'll mix it up. I got two more Atlanta Falcons questions. Then we'll get into general.
All right. Let's do two more Falcons questions before we go to break. That's fine. Right.
By the way, Matt Ryan is vying to become just the second quarterback in NFL history to beat three previous Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
That's
in
a tough
postseason.
Road.
Yeah.
That's a
Who's
tough
the
road.
First?
Was it Breeze? I'm not sure.
We'll look that up for tomorrow.
It happened recently.
I feel like it might be Russell Wilson.
It might be. I remember the story that went through all these
Russell
guys.
Russell Wilson beat Manning. He beat Breeze.
Yeah.
And he beat Kaepernick.
Kaepernick did not win a Super Bowl.
No, he did not.
He might have been Madden against Engel.
Was it Eli beat Brady? Eli beat Favre? Eli beat Romo.
Romo didn't make it. Romo, they never played in the playoffs. Oh, yeah, they did play in the playoffs.
Are you kidding me?
That was 2007, right?
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
The Cowboys had a 13-3 record.
All right, next question. Regular season. What was the last time the Atlanta Falcons made the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
What was their record during the regular season?
13-3.
It was not 13-3.
I thought it was.
9-7.
It was not 9-7.
12-4.
It was not 12-5.
10-6.
You're all going in the wrong direction.
15-2?
They were 14-2.
Wow.
The year that they last went to the
Super Bowl.
It's interesting. 516 number calling me.
Maybe Long Island.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't have no slides out there.
What band played the pregame show the last time the Falcons went to the Super Bowl?
Kiss.
Yep.
Was that the greatest halftime show of all time?
The pregame. They did the pregame.
Oh, because they're not good enough for halftime.
All right, next question. Playoffs, last time they went, they played the Super Bowl in 1999, 1998 season, 1998 playoffs. Who did they beat in the division round?
So they beat Minnesota, right, in the conference championship?
Yes, they beat Minnesota in the conference championship. That's right. The next question. Like
Tampa Bay?
They did not play Tampa Bay.
They beat, correct me if I'm wrong, that was 95. I want to say they beat the Carolina Panthers.
They did not beat Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
Eagles?
They did not beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
This is Chris Chandler.
Philadelphia Eagles were not.
Good, yet.
Andy Reid.
It was before Donovan. Before Donovan ever. A
couple years before they got to the Andy Reid era.
Right. Who did they beat? Great question. Oh, boy.
They beat a franchise.
The Redskins.
They did not beat 49ers? Washington. They beat the San Francisco 49ers.
Now, Jeff Garcia?
Yes.
Jeff Garcia.
Mm-hmm. Everyone remembers the legendary game.
It was soft.
The legendary game where they went into the Metrodome and beat the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What was the final score to that game?
51-45.
No, it was not 51-45. Final score, 1998 NFC Championship game would have been played in 1999. The infamous 15-1 Minnesota Viking team falls to the Atlanta Falcons in an upset. What was the final score of that game?
37-34.
It was not 37-34. Remember, this is the game where a kick was missed that would have sent Minnesota. I didn't believe Morton Anderson hadn't missed a kick all season.
Yeah, yep. He had it.
Mm-hmm. He missed that kick that would have sent Minnesota to the Super Bowl. More pain for Minnesota Viking fans.
No, I have no idea.
The final score of that contest was Atlanta 30, Minnesota 27.
There you go.
In overtime. They lost in the Super Bowl to the Denver Broncos. What was the final score to that game?
Super Bowl 33-21.
Close, Scott. Very close.
34-21.
It was 34 is the correct answer. The Denver Broncos scored 34 points.
19.
34-20.
It was 34-19.
See, I knew 19 was
19.
Yeah.
No, we'll get to the 19.
What was the nickname of that Atlanta Falcons team?
The Dirty Birds.
The Dirty Birds. Yeah. Very good. Dirty and Birds. That is today's Atlanta Falcon trivia.
There you go. We come back with some Super Bowl trivia. Corey Parson, host. We continue with trivia next. You're the Little Experts. Back here, Road Experts, the morning Super Bowl trivia Tuesday, Wednesday edition. We started this on Tuesday, but Monday, so it's got me screwed up here. That's okay. Corey, let's continue on here with some more trivia.
Got to turn my box on.
Mm-hmm.
I could have, nope. But I didn't.
Nope, not doing it. Let's continue.
All right, Super Bowl trivia. Super Bowl 51 coming up on Sunday. I'm excited about this. Atlanta Falcons and the New England Patriots. Looking forward to it. The New England Patriots are trying to ascend to Dallas Cowboy level. San Francisco 49er level with their fifth Super Bowl championship.
Oh, okay.
They're still two behind the Sixburg Steelers.
Yes, of course.
Yes. Good franchise. Hell of a run they're on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which team, though, has lost the most Super Bowls?
Okay, Buffalo. Right?
It is not Buffalo. The Buffalo Bills.
Minnesota Vikings.
It is not the Minnesota Vikings.
Really?
Yep. I was shocked when I saw this, too.
Which team has lost the most Super Bowls?
Obviously, Buffalo Bills have lost four Super Bowls.
So it's got to be more than four times they've lost in the Super Bowl.
Yes, there's a team out there
with Rams.
Five Super Bowl losses. The Rams have not lost the Super Bowl five times.
The Broncos?
It is the Denver Broncos, correct, Scott Engel. It is the Denver Broncos. Let's try to name the five teams to beat the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl.
The Redskins, the Seahawks, the Giants... The Redskins, the Seahawks, the Giants.
The Cowboys.
Cowboys was going to be the next one I said. Redskins.
And.
San Francisco?
The San Francisco 49ers are the five teams to beat the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowls. The Broncos have victories over the Carolina Panthers and.
Atlanta Falcons.
The Atlanta Falcons.
But don't they also have all the Green Bay Packers? Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. They beat the Packers.
They do. They have three. They have three.
Yes. Yeah.
So they're 3-5 in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
They beat the Packers?
Yeah, back-to-back years they won the Super Bowl. Beat the Falcons.
After Favre won and beat the Patriots the next year.
It was Favre versus Elway.
Mm-hmm. All right. Greg, you know the answer to this question already. We discussed it last week.
So should I not say it?
No, so you should. You're out of this one. We discussed it last week with Chris Manzo.
Oh.
Gentlemen, Scott and Tony, who will sing the national anthem at Super Bowl 51?
Luke Bryant.
Very good. Luke Bryant will sing the national anthem at Super Bowl 51. Did you know that, Scott?
I wouldn't have guessed it, but when I heard Tony say it, I realized I had heard that already.
Who you know who Luke Bryant is?
Not really. I don't know much about him, though.
No. Tony, can you tell Scott who Luke Bryant is?
He's a country singer. Like, he's the hottest country singer right now.
You know what he's known for, Scott?
No. For country music.
Obviously.
Yeah.
His blue jeans.
So are a lot of 10 million other country singers.
Have you ever been known for your blue jeans, Scott?
I guess. I don't know where you're going with this.
When you were Scotty Love?
I was known for my personality more than my genes.
Oh, really? You a personality guy, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about those tight jeans where your package shows?
Let's move on to the next question.
Is that a request for a photo, Tony?
No.
Let's go to the
next question. I'm going back to the days, you know, when you were in the...
Scotty Love days, yeah.
Yeah.
The ladies say, hey, Scotty Love. Super Bowl 26, the Washington football team played the Buffalo Bills. Played and defeated the Buffalo Bills. This started the Buffalo Bills' streak of Super Bowl losses. The game that we talked about last segment was in the Metro Dome in Minneapolis. Who was the MVP of that Super Bowl?
Doug Williams?
It was not Doug Williams. Wrong Super Bowl. Doug Williams was the MVP of Super Bowl 24. Mark Rippon is correct. Mark Rippon was a Super Bowl MVP of Super Bowl 26.
By the way, that Super Bowl was rated by NFL.com as the worst of all time.
I think the experience was bad because of the cold weather in the Metrodome. The game really didn't live up to it. Does anybody know what the halftime show was?
Probably Kiss, right?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm guessing. Super Bowl 26 halftime.
I'm guessing Prince.
Prince. Let's look it up.
Minnesota, right?
We have computers, right? Super Bowl 26 halftime.
I got it. You do the trivia, man. This is my job.
If they Gloria Estefan.
Gloria Estefan.
Yeah. Oh, that makes perfect sense. Bring the Miami sound machine into Minnesota.
Yeah.
What is wrong with the NFL?
Yeah. Mm. Why did they?
She was a thing.
Did you see that show?
Let me ask you a question. The Janet Jackson Super Bowl.
Best one of all time.
Which one? Who? What was the
game?
Yeah,
That was the Carolina Panthers, the New England Patriots.
Okay, very good.
That's one of my favorite Super Bowls.
It's a great one.
Yeah,
I was
great
lit.
Second half.
I had too much to drink that Super Bowl.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm. I don't remember much of it. No, I was in bad shape. Super Bowl 35. Oh. The Baltimore Ravens played and defeated the hapless New York Giants.
Yes.
What was the final score?
They were hapless, honestly. 31-7?
It was not 31-7. That is very close, though.
34-14.
Was it 34-7?
It was 34-7 was the correct final score. New York Giants lost to the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore Ravens, who were people who consider that
best
team to be
all time.
The greatest defense of all time, mm-hmm. more so than in the 86 Chicago Bears. More so than the recent Seattle Seahawks. Would you say that Ravens team is the best defense of all time?
I might lean the Bears. I would say the Seahawks had the best single game defensive performance in the history of the game.
That was that defense is the best defense I've ever seen, the Ravens.
Yeah, Ravens
I wasn't alive for the Bears in 85.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to the Bears.
But the Ravens to me, that was the best defense I've ever seen personally.
Tony, you would give it to the Bears also?
Yeah, yeah. They were amazing.
Who was MVP of that Super Bowl?
I'm assuming it was Ray. No, it was not Ray Lewis. Maybe it was Ray Lewis. It was.
You're thinking about the kick return in that game?
Well, the kick return was Jermaine Lewis. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chris McAllister, maybe. I don't know. Hey, it's Chris McAllister over there in the studio.
Okay. Yeah, look at that. That's a picture from that game. How crazy is that?
I'll say it was Ray Lewis, but I don't think it was. I'll look it up.
Scott, your
do you know the answer?
Yeah, I know the answer.
Oh, okay.
Scott, your who's MVP of Super Bowl 35?
I can't remember.
Baltimore Ravens, New York Giants.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Tony.
Jacoby Jones.
He wasn't on the team.
With Darius Webb.
He also wasn't on the team.
Darius Green.
He also
Jimmy Smith.
You were correct.
Yeah, I was correct.
Ray Lewis was the MVP of that Super Bowl.
Yeah, Ray Lewis.
This was Ray Lewis's bounce back season. This was the season after his legal trouble. This is when Ray Lewis kind of ascended into becoming the Ray Lewis that we know now.
No weapon.
You think Ray Lewis should go into coaching or politics?
No.
Probably should just stay out of the limelight. Politics are very bad. Coaching is a better idea than politics for him.
How about public defender?
Oh, boy. This one right here is tough. This next one, fellas. This is a tough one. I don't expect you gentlemen to get this one.
I hope Ray Lewis don't say anything about LeBron. He's got some things coming his way.
Oh, yeah. Boy, LeBron will really tear into him. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get off track, but I did hear something about that Charles Barkley said back.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true or not that that's what Charles Barkley's comment was. That Barkley said, at least none of my teammates had sex with my mother.
No, he did not.
No, Barkley came back and said he's not going to get personal. Obviously, LeBron did his homework.
Okay, so yeah. that's what he said after that.
Yeah, but LeBron's lucky, right? He didn't go the same route, right?
Would you have said that, Tony?
Oh, yeah, I would have said that. Absolutely. That would have been the end of the conversation right there.
Who has the record, gentlemen, for the most consecutive Super Bowl appearances?
Ooh. Most consecutive
Super Bowl. Jim
Kelly. It is not Jim Kelly.
Talking about coach?
No, talking about player.
Player.
Not Jim Kelly.
As LeBron James on a
it's
TV
It's got to be someone that played for the Bills for 4 years and went somewhere else, right?
Probably. Very good, Greg. You're on to it.
Yeah.
Charles Haley?
It is not Charles Haley. Charles Haley is close, but it's not
Haley
Charles
could
Haley.
Have been, yeah. Could have been him. He went everywhere. Yeah.
This player, I will give you a hint. The player is not really going to help. It is not Don Beebe.
I think he played for the Packers, too.
But he's
a Bill.
Huh?
So he's a Bill.
Of course he was a Bill. And then
the player had to be a Buffalo Bill at some point.
Right.
Now, this player has compared...
Andre Rison.
It is not Andre Rison.
Bad Moon Rising.
He has the record for the most consecutive
for the Bills,
Super Bowl appearances, but he does not own a Super Bowl ring. He has never had a victory.
Oh, boy.
Stan Humphries.
It is not Stan Humphries. You're on the right track, though.
Back of quarterback.
You're on the right track.
Back of quarterback.
Yeah.
You're on the right
track.
Frank
Reich.
It is not Frank Reich, but you're on the right track, too. We're missing somebody.
Sean Salisbury.
It's not Sean Salisbury. Sean Salisbury is a...
He was a backup quarterback.
He was a backup quarterback.
I think on the Chargers, too.
I remember when Sean Salisbury used to come on ESPN, they'll call him the instant rating spike.
Yeah.
He couldn't keep his meat out of his cell phone pictures, though.
He's a Facebook friend of mine.
Yeah, I follow him on Facebook, too.
Every once in a while, he goes off.
Yeah, no, he does. You can tell when he's been drinking.
Who is the backup quarterback for Buffalo? I have no idea.
So, backup quarterback.
Neil O'Donnell.
I'm not sure if he was third string or backup. His name was Gail Gilbert.
Oh, great.
Gail Gilbert.
Oh.
Gail Gilbert.
Never heard of Gail
Gilbert.
He
also
Gilbert.
I heard of him.
Was a backup quarterback for the San Diego Chargers.
Stan Humphries.
Who got smashed by the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
Stan Humphries' backup.
Yeah, he was Stan Humphries' backup.
Very successful.
Gail Gilbert. Wow.
Very successful podcast.
How many people get that?
Weird voice.
not Gilbert Godfrey. Gail Gilbert.
We would have gotten 400 guests. We would have
never
got Gail Gilbert.
I've never heard of Gail
Gilbert. This was news to me, too. I told you, gentlemen, this would be more tougher. Obviously, now we get an easier question. Which teams have never... been to the Super Bowl?
The Lions.
That is correct.
The Jaguars.
That's correct.
Texans.
The Houston Texans is correct. And the easiest one of all.
The easiest.
The Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Is it?
Those are the four teams that have never been to the Super Bowl.
Well, they moved to Baltimore, then they got to the Super Bowl.
Well, no, they recreated as the Browns.
Yeah.
That sucks for them.
How many questions do we have left here?
We got two left.
All right, so two left. Let's take a break, and then we'll wrap it up. Super Bowl trivia wraps up next. Back here on the Riddle Experts in the Morning, Super Bowl Trivia, 9 a.m. hour. Hosted by the fantasy executive, Corey Parsons. He's got two questions left. Let's get to it.
Yay, two questions left to go. Super Bowl Trivia, Super Bowl 51 coming up. Looking forward to it. We've already been through some Atlanta Falcon Trivia, some New England Patriot Trivia. We'll have something tomorrow, too. Figure out what we're going to do tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure. Friday also is Super
Bowl. It is, exactly. You know what I'm saying? We're not on Radio Row.
We're not. We're here in New York City.
We're in New York City, beautiful Studio 34.
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Address?
What? Oh, now it's in the Rock and Riley's restaurant in Midtown.
Very good, yes. Scotty. Very good.
And historic, I might add.
Who has the Super Bowl record for the most interceptions thrown in a single game?
Most is Rich Gannon.
Neil O'Donnell.
It is Rich Gannon. Scott is correct. Rich
five
Gannon
against the Buccaneers.
Threw five against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I bet a lot of money on the Raiders that day.
Yeah.
And I watched the game in a strip joint. It was a horrible day.
Oh, Jesus.
That's pretty tough.
And then you got divorced.
No. That was long after that. That would have been a better day.
Now, Rich Gannon obviously goes on to become a big-time broadcaster. Rich Gannon had a career started with the Minnesota Vikings. He played for Washington for a season. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He also interviewed Scott Angle.
For the Kansas City Chiefs, he interviewed Scott Angle. He played for the Oakland Raiders, where he had a Super Bowl success at. Oakland Raider teams were the Raiders at that point were the class of the AFC until the New England Patriots came along.
I don't know if I would say that, though.
They only went to the Super Bowl, once?
But they were always considered the best team in the AFC, though.
That was right around when Elway retired. Like, you had Denver, too. I don't know if there was, a dominant team, right before New England, kind of went on that run.
It was the
Bills were dominant, and then I don't know if there was really one dominant franchise between the Bills and the Patriots.
Who was the starting quarterback for the Broncos the year after Elway retired?
The year after Elway retired. Jake Plummer.
No. Sorry for...
Steve Walsh.
It's not Steve Walsh.
Steve Walsh.
Yeah, after Elway retired. That's a good one.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh. Uh-huh. I couldn't even start to tell you who was that guy.
Brian Griese?
So Brian Griese was one of the quarterbacks, yes. He was the backup quarterback. He wound up starting for them at some point that year. He started years after. So Brian Griese is certainly one of the answers, yes.
That's one of the answers. So who did he take the job from? Who was the original Brock Osweiler?
This guy.
This is a long time back. You already
back
said Jake Plummer, right?
Yeah.
All right, so it wasn't him.
It was Greasy, and who else was there?
Well, so it looks like, let's see, so, yeah, so,
I know who was there before.
These two guys split
Greg
it.
Wharton.
These two guys split
know
it up.
After.
It was Greasy and...
Can't remember the other guy. At FNTSY Radio, if you know the answer.
Well, I can just tell you, I know the answer.
Yeah, Greg knows.
I'll just tell you the answer.
Who is it?
Long time backup quarterback... In the NFL, he's a superstar. He's now 54 years old. He played for the Steelers, the Eagles, the Jets, the Broncos, the Vikings.
Oh, Tommy Maddox?
Not Touchdown Tommy.
Steelers, Eagles, Ty Detmer?
Not Ty Detmer. Steelers, Eagles, Jets, Broncos, Vikings.
Jets, Broncos, Vikings. Steelers, Eagles, Jets, Broncos.
Wade Wilson?
Chuck Noll wanted to pull starter Neil O'Donnell and replace him with this player. To finish the hopeless game.
Bobby Brister?
Bobby Brister!
How about Bobby Brister?
He responded, quote, "I don't mop up for anybody."
Bobby Brister.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
Final bit of Super Bowl.
I always think of him as a Steeler.
Yeah, me too, right?
Final Super Bowl question of the day.
Yes, sir.
Who makes the Super Bowl trophy?
Tiffany's?
Tiffany's makes the Super Bowl trophy. You're absolutely correct. Scott, you're doing a bang-up job with this.
Thank you. Made in America.
Scotty loves those jewelry.
How much does it cost to make?
Oh, I don't know.
What's the price of the Vince Lombardi trophy?
They don't have to buy a ring or anything like that, so I have no idea.
$19.99 on Amazon?
No, it's not.
$19 million? Oh, man.
Not $19 million.
Come on, man. That's crazy.
The price of the Vince Lombardi trophy that will be handed out on Sunday night is $25,000. $25,000.
Oh, you know, it's pretty cheaper than I thought it would be.
Yes, yeah. And it's made by Tiffany & Company, who's across the street, right?
Are they?
They're the back end.
You know, you probably can get an engagement ring for more than that.
Yeah, but... I'm not Russell Wilson.
No, me either. Yeah. No. How much do you think Ciara's ring is?
I thought I was over $1 million.
Over $1 million?
Yeah.
Must be nice.
I hope it's worth $1 million. I bet it is to him, though.
Do you get it back? Do you get it back if you get divorced?
Depends. There's a lot of fights about that. There's a lot of arguments.
Yeah, no. No, would you ask for it back?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't think you can.
Really? I think you can.
You wouldn't get divorced.
Oh, you can always ask.
I hope not. I hope I wouldn't get divorced.
I think you're the type of guy, once you get married, you're going to be in for life.
Well, don't most people want that?
Yeah, I think you can.
That's why he married a smoker.
You got to kill him off.
Till death do us part.
The Sussman wedding. Looking forward to it one day.
Yeah.
Really?
Scored an invite, you think?
What?
Scored an invite?
I better.
Well, Cha-Cha speaks highly of him attending weddings. You get money orders and he invades your pictures.
Will you bring your wife?
What?
Will you bring your wife to my wedding?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe you'll be invited now. Maybe you'll be invited. We'll see. I'm not getting married anytime soon, so don't worry about it.
No, still got time to go.
Yeah, this is interesting that you make plans.
Still got
for
a lot of people
already
to chat up.
I still have a lot of money I need to make before I can get married. All right. Final break of the morning. When we come back, we turn our attention to the NBA from last night. From the NBA tonight. Did I win money? I was on the lineup lock show last night. Did I win? You're going to find out next. Final couple minutes of the program here, Roto Experts in the Morning.
I like this music.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. So I was a guest of Tony Cincata's last night on the Lineup Lock Show. Called me up, says I want you to win money, and I wanted to let you know firsthand that I'm putting in Zubac, and the three of us, Benny, Tony, myself, were the leaders of the Zubac train.
Yes.
Zubac came through last night.
He did. He delivered.
He did. James Harden did not.
No. Well, he banged knees with another guy in the first quarter.
And because of that, I was a loser.
Because of Harden.
Because of James Harden.
That's not good.
No, you know.
Did you have Ryan Anderson last night anywhere,
Tony?
I didn't
have Ryan Anderson.
I'm talking to Tony.
No. I have him on my season-long team.
Same.
He's playing really well right now.
He's hot.
He stepped
in. ESPN made a change. Made him eligible at center.
Yeah.
It's interesting. The guys let me down. James Harden. How many more points do I need from Harden, that piece of crap?
You had a 10-8
need about 20.
You need about 20? Is that what I need? No. Oh, my God. I needed less. I needed 10. 10 more points from Harden, I would have cashed. How about that?
Oof.
Yeah, that hurts. 10 more points from him. 10 more points anywhere, obviously. The guys that really let me down last night, James Harden was a disaster, straight up. Evan Turner was awful. 4 points for him, 3 assists, a rebound, and a steal. Ugh. And that's about it. I mean, Zubac was the man. Kenneth Faried is scorching hot right now.
Yeah, what are you, 14-17?
Yeah, 14-17 for him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those are the guys. I mean, Melo needed to be better than he was. He had 0 assists last night, which is frustrating. But that's kind of.
Hernan Gomez had another good game.
Yeah, Willie. Yeah.
Just when we were starting to talk him down.
Well, he played 3 minutes in a 4-overtime game the game before that.
Yeah, correct. I'm not saying it wasn't justified. We were like, you know, what's all the Hernan Gomez talk about? You know, he's not getting any minutes. You know,
And it comes out and lights it up.
There's no rhyme or reason to the Knicks, though. They had no one Porzingis out. It's like you were saying earlier, Tony. You know, do you pick Hernan Gomez up or not in the season of the league? Yeah, you add him, but you know, it's like there's no rhyme or reason to what's happening there. If you play in a weekly league, he'll drive you crazy. If you got daily moves, you know, then it's different.
Yep.
And of course,
that's the
DFS,
hard part.
Yeah.
Hot part, and then the guy we were on a couple of weeks ago, Kuzminkas, right? He played terrible last night.
Kuz is awful. Yeah. Kuz is awful. Raptors beat the Pelicans last night, 108-106. Anthony Davis had 18-17. Drew Holiday had 30 points. Over to Toronto without DeMar DeRozan, late scratch. Norman Powell had 18-4. Kyle Lowry, 33-10.
That's three straight games now with Kyle Lowry with 30 points.
Yep.
And what a game winner he hit. It was a backup fadeaway from like the corner.
Yeah, all with DeRozan out, he's gone 30 points each time.
Absolutely. Yep.
Step forward.
Got to get it in there.
105-83, the Rockets beat the Kings. James Harden, as you said, banged knees. It wasn't the same after that. I played just 32 minutes, 10 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds. I needed more! That was the best.
I think you had to blame the guy he banged knees with.
Who was it?
I don't know. I didn't see the play.
What? You report this in your news update. You don't even tell me who it is?
I didn't see the play.
So why did you...
You're complaining about it. You should know.
Well, I only found out he banged knees from your news update, and it wasn't...
Well, you should have watched the game. Maybe
why should
Harden
I watch the game? I had other
it.
Things I needed to watch last night.
I know the things I needed to report this morning. I wasn't watching that game.
25-11 for Ryan Anderson. I also watched the Knicks. 16-7 for DeMarcus Cousins. And 5 assists. I knew this was a bad spot for Cousins. Second out of back-to-back, far across the country, right? You go from Philadelphia to Houston. You knew this was a bad spot.
Yeah, they don't have anything there on Sacramento besides him. And you can imagine him playing back-to-back nights. It was bad. But the problem is, I didn't expect it to be such a blow-up.
Right. Right, of course not. Absolutely. Let's get to the fun game. The Lakers beat the Nuggets 120-116. Zubac, 21 minutes off the bench, including playing almost the entire fourth quarter. 17-6 for your boy, Lavika Zubac. Tariq Black saw 18 minutes. He had 6 points. Timothy Mozgov had 12-6. D'Angelo Russell returns from injury and has perhaps his best game of the season. 34 minutes, 22 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds. His most complete game, I would say, Tony.
Yeah, this is something going forward that we get. You just don't know, though, going time and time again on this Lakers situation. The Tariq Black thing is interesting to me because he shouldn't be in that starting lineup. I wonder if Zubac, who played, like you said, played most of the fourth quarter, if he'll stay in there, because at times we've seen Brandon Ingram try to get into that lineup. I think Larry Nance can play, but he's been playing banged up, and he only had 2 points, no rebounds last night. I was shocked by how poor he played.
I loved Larry Nance yesterday, too. I had Larry Nance in my lineup all day.
How about Lou Williams, 21 points in 24 minutes last night?
He can play. He can shoot. And then I'm shocked that Thomas Robinson got no minutes in this game.
Yeah.
Lou Williams has scored in double figures every game since January 3rd.
There you go.
Turn on Gomez.
We passed that already.
We already did that.
No, but he is his brother.
His brother with Denver.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, how about that guy?
I don't know. I think it's
cool. You recommend him as a pickup?
No, I don't think you should pick him up. He played 12 minutes last night, scored 8 points.
Speaking of Denver, though, some late scratches there. Now, Moody hasn't practiced, so we kind of figured he was out. But then all of a sudden, Will Barton, who's been probable with an ankle, he is ruled out. Now, he is day-to-day, which means plenty of time for Gary Harris in that starting lineup. 17 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 4 steals for him. Also, more time for Wilson Chandler, who's 36 minutes off the bench, 26-9 with 4 assists and 3 steals. And certainly Jamal Murray getting it done right now. 14 points, 3 assists for him. In the starting lineup, Jameer Nelson had 9, 7, and 5.
Yeah, I thought Nelson would have a better game, but he's only 4 for 15 from the field.
Yeah, it's not very good.
No.
Have we got any ruling on Luol Deng yet? Like, what's his travel status?
What do you mean?
Luol Deng.
Oh, yeah, he's from Sudan.
I don't know.
I don't think that is that on the ban
list. I don't think it's on the ban list.
I thought I heard something about Luol Deng. No, he's on the ban list. Might have trouble.
Manu Bol, I think, is from Sudan, too.
Kenneth Faried, 14-17. His price is climbing, Tony, but without Jokic, is Faried a must play?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. And he doesn't play. It's amazing. He puts up, when he plays, right, he'll get you all or nothing. And he did that all in 28 minutes last night. Yeah, he has to be in there when you don't have Jokic in there.
And there will be no Nikola Jokic tonight either. Kenneth Faried over on FanDuel, now up to 6,900. So that price keeps rising in a
big
way. How
about Wilson Chandler off the bench in 36 minutes?
Yeah.
26 points, 9 rebounds.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
I think he plays.
You think who plays?
I think he'll play again tonight, 30-something minutes.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. Absolutely. Without Will Barton, yeah. Trailblazers defeated the Hornets 115-98. I knew this game would go over that stupid total.
A lot of high totals last night.
This one wasn't. This was a lower total, which shocked me. Lillard had 27 points. Noah Vonleh actually had 10 rebounds. Mason Plumlee had 7 and 11. CJ McCollum just had 18 points. Off the bench, Alan Crabb put up 21 and 5. Al-Farouq Aminu had 7 and 10. My man Evan Turner went 0-3 from behind the arc. Only took 7 shots. Only played 22 minutes last night, guys.
Yeah, well, what was it you say about Crabb, Tony? You know, all the money he's making off the bench?
Oh, I can't even think about him without thinking of that contract. 3 years, $75 million, and he's finally justifying that. Myers Leonard played more last night. I think that affected Evan Turner's playing time.
Yeah, so for Charlotte, you had Kemba Walker put up 22. Nick Batum in the revenge game at 18-8 with 6 assists. Roy Hibbert started at center for 13 minutes. He had 7 rebounds and 2 points. Split side with Spencer Hawes, who had 16 minutes. He had 8-4. One more game, or two more games to talk about. OKC and San Antonio. The Spurs win 108-94. Westbrook has 27, 14, and 6. Domantas Sabonis, 13, and 10. For San Antonio, Kawhi Leonard at 36, and 8. While LaMarcus Aldridge, 25, and 6.
Sabonis is stepping up, Tony.
He's one of those guys stepping
up. Yeah, you can pick him up on the season long. Yeah, without Cannon, pick him up in your season long.
35 minutes last night. Washington also defeated New York 117-101. No Porzingis last night. No Derrick Rose, Carmelo Anthony with 26-5. That's going to do it for us, Roto Experts in the Morning. Come up next, Fantasy Best Friends Forever. For Corey Parson, Scott Engel, and Tony Sincotta, I'm Greg Sussman. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. And we will see you right back here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.